It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
President Obama in Ann Arbor this week at the University of Michigan. Not quite 2 months ago, he was at Michigan State. In January, Vice President Joe Biden visited the Detroit Auto Show.
Obama here this week to throw the Democratic base some red meat.
Although this is Ann Arbor, so maybe we should say some organic vegetarian quinoa patties or something like that.
The POTUS here to stump for the minimum wage, to call on Congress to pass a minimum wage boost, and to endorse a petition drive underway in Michigan to raise the state minimum wage.
Politically, what we're seeing here is an all-out effort by Democrats to counter the advantage that Republicans have in this off-presidential year. There is a lot at stake with the Michigan governor's race, but especially the already neck-and-neck U.S. Senate race between Republican Terry Lynn Land and Democrat Gary Peters.
Democrats' hopes of keeping control of the Senate in 2014 rest largely with keeping this seat now that Senator Carl Levin is retiring. Republicans have a double whammy going because Republican voters are typically more likely to turn out in the off-cycle, and the party out of the White House typically does well in midterm elections.
Exactly. And Republicans also think they can win by relentlessly reminding the public of Obamacare. But what if Democrats can jujitsu that? That's the political point of these presidential visits.
Right. President Obama won Michigan by 10 percentage points in 2012, but a lot of voters, especially Democratic voters, stay home for the midterms. So the challenge for Democrats is to get those Obama voters to turn out when Obama is not at the top of the ballot. His message, in short, to those voters, talk is cheap.
No! Don't boo! Organize. So that's what you need to do, because they may not hear the boos, but they can read a petition and they can see votes.
And about those petitions, every petition signature is a public record.
So those names and addresses on the minimum wage petitions will be collected, cataloged, and available for direct mail contacts, fundraising letters, and very importantly, Election Day get out the vote efforts that the Obama campaigns were legendary for.
So we've got a petition drive. We get presidential, vice presidential, and former presidential visits. Bill Clinton will be wheels down in Michigan later this month for a Democratic Party fundraiser.
And to inspire the people Democrats have to dislodge from their sofas and get to the polls if they're going to have any hope of winning.
Which brings us to Mark Schauer's announcement this week. Of Oakland County Clerk Lisa Brown as his running mate in his campaign to unseat Governor Rick Snyder.
Lisa Brown has real progressive bona fides when it comes to abortion rights.
A hero of the left during 2012's Vaginagate episode.
And same-sex marriage.
She was one of the county clerks who opened their offices to allow same-sex marriage just about 2 weeks ago.
A choice certain to please the party base. Now, in most cases, people won't vote on Election Day, specifically because Lisa Brown's name will follow Mark Schauer's on the ballot.
But it will help with organizing, getting people involved, outreach, and she is a prodigious fundraiser with national reach.
A poll released this week by the Marketing Resource Group, it's a Lansing-based Republican political consulting firm, it shows Snyder still leads Schauer by 8 points. But if you also look at the trend, what happened since MRG's last survey compared to this one, well, Snyder, a little less popular. Schauer, a little more popular, albeit very slightly.
And we have yet to see the ad wars go full throttle and how they might affect public perception of the candidates.
But more than persuading people, what this race is really going to come down to is GOTV. Get out the vote. And who does a better job of getting their voters out the door and to the polls on Election Day?
I'm coming out. I want the world to know. Got to let it show. Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.